Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to remind you of ethics. You know, ethics is something that is so important. And just recently, I listened to someone speak about the fact that we want to talk about people who have created fraud on a big scale or on big levels, but we don't talk about the little things that God also sees. And she was really relating a story of how we will always point out corrupt politicians, or we will point out people who have stolen money, but we never talk about the moments when we actually pay bribes to the police. And not necessarily a bribe in the area of money. Sometimes you buy someone a Coke and you let them, and they let you go. Sometimes we do it in the most subtlest of forms and we think that it is okay. You see, ladies and gentlemen, ethics is not just about how we handle the big things, but ethics is what is on the inside of us. Are you going to bow to that statue when there's nobody else out there to see you? If you are the only one having to stand in a place of right and wrong, what will you choose? Because we live in a society and a day where we are so taken up by the opinions of man, the things that man wants to do and the things that man perceive of us, we are trapped in a place of wanting to satisfy the need and the hunger of pleasing man and not God. And as this woman was talking, she really got me going, because I was thinking about how she actually positioned it. And she spoke about how don't just look at the small things. Don't just look at the big things. Look at the small things as well. Because in actual fact, my ethics, my honesty, is not just dependent on the big things. It is also dependent on the small things. What I do with the big things will determine, or rather the small things, will eventually determine what I will do with the big things. And it's a very difficult thing. And that is why when it comes to who we are as people, there needs to be a searching. You see, you cannot be this holy set-apart person when it comes to church. But when it comes to making life decisions, then suddenly I know how to make a plan. I know how to relax. I know how to make this thing go away. And that is where ethics is actually tested in. Are you going to deal with it? Or are you going to deal with it in the right way? Or are you going to make it go away? Making things go away doesn't necessarily settle it. We have become pleasers of man and seek the righteousness and the heart of God less. And it's so important that we begin to see ourselves in the right way. As this lady was speaking and I was listening to, I was actually reminded of my father And there was a story that I shared with someone quite recently, and I said to the person, you know, when I was small, there was this thing that happened with us as children. When you go and your parents would send you to the shop, you would come back, and then when you come back and they've given you more change, you actually thought, oh wow, you were blessed, that was a lucky streak and all of that. And we would celebrate as children because, like, that was what we did, you know. We would celebrate when more change is given. And I was actually sharing with this person how strict my dad was. My dad would actually, whenever we would come back home, he would count the money. And if we had more change than we were supposed to have, he would send us back. And I remember his words would always be, someone has to pay. Someone will have to pay. And oftentimes when these things happen, someone has to pay. Someone has to pay. And so we don't look at ethics in that way when someone else has to pay. But when you have to pay, then suddenly ethics is required. And suddenly we begin to see things as important. And this is what I realized in life, is that it doesn't matter how little something is. We always have to do the right thing. Now, I know that it's not always easy because we try to convince ourselves, this is not a bad thing. We try to convince ourselves that it's not going to hurt anybody. But at the end of the day, these words will always ring in my spirit. Someone has to pay. And when you walk with a consciousness and walk with the understanding that someone has to pay, and maybe picture yourself in that situation, because maybe it will make it easier for you. What if you had to pay? And then suddenly we begin to change and things become different. You know, there are so many stories in the Bible of men of God and women of God that had to have ethics in difficult situations. I think of Joseph, and I think of Potiphar's wife, and I think to myself that I can just imagine how beautiful this woman was. And Joseph was a man, and he was a human, and we always have to fight against desires and the flesh. And I do think that it was difficult for Joseph. You know, we look at Bible stories and we always just think that these things were automatic and they were easy. Like, we think that when Jesus went to the cross, it was just automatic. But the Bible says that Jesus was literally sweating blood. So when I look at all of these things and I begin to ponder on them, making the right decisions is not always easy. Joseph was tempted by a very beautiful woman. He said no, and it seemed that he got into trouble, but it was a setup from God. God taking what was bad and turning it for his good. How else would he have gotten into the palace? He got into the palace through the prison that he was sent to. And those are the things that we don't always realize, you know. Things are not a quick fix, and they should never be. But I think that the impatience, there's a spirit of impatience that we are dealing with in today's life, and it is costing us so much. I am reminded, I think I shared, I did share previously about my son who started out in soccer. My daughter started out in dancing. And how they started the year. They started the year uncertain, but they had to push. And there were moments that were not favorable for them. There were moments that were not favorable for Caleb at all. I remember the continuous hours that we had to spend, myself and my husband had to spend with him, just encouraging him when things were not favorable for him. And to continue to tell him to do the right thing. Don't give up. You need to continue doing this. Because when things weren't going his way, he could have given up. He could have said, but I'm giving my best, I'm not being seen, I'm not this, I'm not that. But what we have a tendency of not seeing as individuals and as human beings, we don't see the future. We want instant results. And I think that that was one of the greatest things that we had to teach our children this year, is not to give up. And it becomes part of our ethics to not give up even when things are not going your way. And so there may be things in your life, ladies, gentlemen, that is not going your way right now. And you may be tired. You may feel like you have been forsaken and forgotten. But I want to remember you that there's a spiritual realm and there's a spiritual economy at play for when we do the right things. Continue to remember yourself when things that seem to be good or look good come and visit you. Continue to do the right thing. Because just like Joseph, you will end up in the right place. Just like so many of the people in the Bible, just like David, you will end up in the right place. David could have killed King Saul because Saul actually wanted to kill David. But he cut a piece of his clothing to show him how close he was. And the words that he said was, "I will not touch the anointed of God." Ethics. So whether it's in your workplace, whether it's in your family, whatever it may be, I pray that you would do the right thing in the current situation that you find yourself in. And let God lead you. Let us pray. Father, I pray for the spirit of awareness, that our conscious will be awakened once again, that we would not have a seared conscious when it comes to things that are right. I pray, Father, for the person that is trusting to do the right thing in their workplace. Give them wisdom. Give them ethics, God ethics. For the person out there whose marriage is not okay and they are being tempted and they feel like they want comfort from someone else, I break that spirit over them and I pray that they would have godly ethics in terms of doing the right thing. For the person out there who thinks that the little thing that they did was only but a small thing, I pray that you would awaken their conscience once again so that they may live according to your will and your word. Because at the end of the day, Father, all we have is you as our righteous compass, as our plumb line and our standard of change. Not changing the world directly, but changing ourselves so that we can change the world. And so I speak this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. Until we meet again, God bless and take care. When I look in your eyes, they're not the same. Calling by the wind and rain. We had so much to lose, but much to gain. I can't believe that it went this way. So please pray for me. Well,
I'll pray for you.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.